Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the week of Trinity Friday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Our scripture lesson comes from John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 3. "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." You can have no more sure and certain basis for the deity of Christ than to wrap up your heart in clear passages of Scripture, and in this way, also lock up this truth in your hearts. Scripture begins in a very gentle manner and introduces us to Christ as a man. Then it brings him before us as the Lord of all creatures. Finally, we are shown quite clearly and expressly that Christ is God. In this way, fine progress is made, and we learn to recognize God. The philosophers and worldly wise men begin at the top and make fools of themselves in the process. You must begin at the bottom and make your way up, so that Solomon's words are not fulfilled in you that he said in Proverbs 25:27, "It is not good to eat too much honey, and he who investigates difficult matters will find the going to hard." Our faith in the two persons of the Father and the Son has been adequately grounded and established on clear passages of Scripture. On the third person, the Holy Spirit, we may well quote Christ's words on sending out his disciples from Matthew 28:19. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Here Christ assigns deity also to the Holy Spirit, inasmuch as I can trust or believe in no one else but God alone. I always need one who is mighty over death, hell, and the devil. He must also be able to rule over all creatures so that they cannot harm me, and so that he can always pull me through. I must have one on whom I can freely build. Christ decides that we should believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Holy Spirit must be God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in your mercy, you have granted us the faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, which leads us to salvation, which you have prepared for us in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.